Welcome back to the special edition Public Safety Magazine. I'm Schaefer Landit, and I'm here with Fire Marshal Deputy Chief Jeremy Cross and Austin Lancaster, Training Lieutenant of the Norwalk Fire Department. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. And first of all, I'll have you kind of go in depth, introduce yourselves more, and you can tell me how long you've been a part of the Norwalk Fire Department. I'll start with you, Jeremy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Jeremy Cross, Fire Marshal, Deputy Chief here at Norwalk. I've been with Norwalk for right around 4 years now. Been in the fire service for a little bit longer than that, obviously. Main duties here is to take care of code enforcement and also other duties assigned to me within the department itself.
Austin Lancaster, Training Lieutenant. I've been with Norwalk for 12 years now. Started as paid on call member, and then kind of worked my way up to a full-time lieutenant from there. Primary role now is the training officer for the department, so I facilitate, put together training in regards to compliance for state and federal requirements and our department needs. And other than that, I kind of dabble in a little bit of everything, whatever needs done at the moment.
And a little bit more insight on how you guys kind of became interested in firefighting and the process that you each took to become a firefighter and where you got to now.
Sure. I got my start really as a child. I'm a third generation firefighter. Grew up with my dad being a volunteer firefighter, and it was just something that I really wanted to do as a kid. Stuck with the dream and started off as a volunteer in a small rural area, and then took off from there, getting a bunch of certificates, medic, firefighting certificates, and then got on a paid on call, part-time status, all the way into my career status. So,
yeah, I guess I never really grew out of it as a kid. Just always wanted to be a firefighter. About a month after I graduated high school, I started here as a paid-on-call firefighter. While I was doing that, I went to DMAC for fire science degree program. Once I completed that, then I went to paramedic school. And then got a full-time job at another metro department, but I've always been here at Norwalk in some kind of capacity. So in 2018, I left there to come here full-time.
I know there's no typical day, but if you could kind of describe a typical day at the Norwalk Fire Department, kind of where you guys are at and what you do around here. Yeah, if there's a way you can describe a typical day, if you could kind of get as close to that as possible.
So typical day, sometimes mine's a lot different than the shift personnel. We run a 48-96 schedule. So we have three full-timers and then one part-timer that make up our shift. And one of those is our shift lieutenant. And then Chief Porter, myself, and Austin are 40-hour work week. Typically, our day starts off with a morning roll call where we go over status inside the city, what might be on the board for training with Austin, just any type of maintenance need that we need to cover. And then we kind of break off from there, do all of our daily truck check-ins and get ready to respond to calls, so on and so forth. I'll have meetings throughout the day, every day, inspections, code review. And then if there's any type of emergency, we also fill in those gaps where we're needed to assist with that.
Yeah, the 48-96 schedule is fairly new to us. I think around year two with that, we used to be 24-48. Really, like Chief Cross said, kind of just depending on what's going on for the day, every day is different. So whether it's training or, calls for service or PR events, inspections, whatever's on the docket for the day.
Again, here on the Public Safety Magazine with Deputy Chief and Fire Marshal Jeremy Cross and Training Lieutenant Austin Lancaster of the Norwalk Fire Department. Tell me a little bit more about what total area Norwalk covers for kind of when they're responding, and then maybe your relationship with other departments, if you can speak on that at all.
Sure. So obviously we cover Norwalk city limits, corporate city limits, and then we also take care of a large rural area around us. And then we also have contractual services with the city of Cumming. We handle all their fire and EMS needs for that. And then that includes a couple townships also. I can't remember the square miles, but we're dispatched out of Westcom, even though technically we are based here in Warren County. We work very close with other surrounding metro departments, West Des Moines. We do have a couple of rural volunteer fire departments here in Warren County that we have mutual aid agreements with, whether it's Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Northern Warren Fire Department, Indianola Fire Department. It's a pretty large area, really.
Yeah, our territory is very unique compared to some other metro cities, just because we have that mix of rural and city, which can pose some challenges. But other than that, it's a good place to work, and you get a lot of variety of calls mm-hmm. with that.
I've been covering a lot of stuff in the city council. I've seen you guys' department name pop up a little bit. I saw that there was some funding for a new apparatus and things of that nature. Can you just kind of give us some updates on some new developments and what's going on in the Norwalk Fire Department and just the newest of the new as we kind of start 2026 here?
Apparatus-wise, we have our tower is due for replacement, and so, you know, we're trying to get that worked into the budget and how we're going to take care of that. Apparatus builds right now are scheduled out anywhere from 2 to 4 years, depending on what you're building, an engine, ladder, tower. Even ambulances are 24 months plus out. So that's why you're hearing about that right now in the council. Just it's budget season and making sure we get those placed into the right slot so we can get that filled and taken care of as we need to.
Yeah, as the city grows, we kind of really have to look at, you know, what specific type of apparatus we need. So potentially given the opportunity to build a new ladder truck, you know, we'll take that in consideration as well.
You guys do, I see you guys have a fair amount of community events. You know, of course, every fire department has like a pancake breakfast and things like that. Can you tell me a little bit more about some other ones that you guys participate in, and then to each of you, why do you feel those are important?
Obviously, yeah, the pancake breakfast is huge here in our city. Our community really looks forward to that, and they really do support us in a very large capacity. Also, we have our fire prevention open house that is very big. We bring in a lot of residents and sometimes outside community members. You know, we try to teach a lot about the fire safety to the young kids, and even reaching out to elderly people and what they need to focus on. And so it's really important, just because the changes in everything that is around us every day. Santa Day, that's another big one that our community really looks forward to, and we enjoy doing that. Also, we have just a lot of really unique events that we do with our public and other businesses, and then also our care facilities.
Yeah, I think those events are important to build a relationship with the public. You know, they should trust us. They come in, you know, see what their tax money is going to, you know, check out the trucks, the gear, and hopefully learn something while they're here as well.
Finally, I'll just close off. Any final comments from you guys, as well as just something that you'd like? I mean, the purpose of this is to kind of just promote this a little bit and help people understand a different side of public safety, something that you want the general public to know about your job or what you do or why you do it, and just some final comments.
One of my duties is, you know, recruiting and helping with new people. I think if there's anybody out there that's interested in the fire service, there's a lot of jobs going around. So, you know, reach out to your local fire department. Or even myself here at Norwalk, and I can hopefully steer you in the right direction if you're thinking about doing this job. There's definitely a shortage right now, and especially around the metro cities.
Yeah, and that just goes right along with our public education, right, and the PR events. It's all about letting the public know who we are, building that trust, like Lieutenant Lancaster said. And then, you know, it's not just about promoting safety also. It is promoting the next generations that are coming in to fulfill these needs in not only our city but every city. It's something that I think everybody needs to realize where we are in either shortages of members or just overall daily duties. So,
all right. That is Fire Marshal Deputy Chief Jeremy Cross and Training Lieutenant Austin Lancaster of the Norwalk Fire Department. Thank you guys very much for your time. And it's Public Safety News Magazine for KNIA and KRLS.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.